There are one that is not the same point mutation. Here, there is on the same codon different mutations that change the same codon in this particular case. Forget about this. It's about the variability. If you look at the within host variability, so you just basically look at differences on among molecules on the same lineage. Yeah, but doing cloning and sequencing more things, there is you can estimate the variability that you have within populations and between populations, and then you can ask yourself whether that variability at the molecular level correlates with variability in fitness, in phenotypic fitness, and yeah, it does. That means that some of the molecular changes we have observed are responsible for changes in fitness. That's kind of normal, or at least you expect that. Something has to make sense in terms of fitness. We make a full analysis of the synonymous mutations. And basically we found, and this is going to be the end, I'm not going to get in the next, we found that some of these codons that we observe as convergent mutations, synonymous mutations, when you look at the codon usage tables of Arabidopsis and tobacco, they are different, so they have some differences, and it turns out that those mutations that we observe as convergent synonymous mutations, they were changing an amino acid, a codon, for a given amino acid, from one that is poorly used in Arabidopsis to one that is highly used in Arabidopsis. So that's telling us that, it was selection for improving translation efficiency, maybe. The fact that is that those mutations, they have a measurable fitness effect. And turns out to be the case that they change to a more used codon in Arabidopsis. So that was our conclusion. Two more minutes. I'm just running, but let me just finish this, otherwise it's kind of an incomplete history. So we did the transcriptomics of all these combinations. So we took every virus on every possible host and did the transcriptomics and see whether we ask ourselves a number of questions. I'm just going to give you here two of the many questions that we ask in that paper. Basically, one is, how similar are the profiles, the transcriptomic profiles of all the lineages? How they classify, how similar they are? That's the first question I'm going to ask. And the second is, if I take the most specialist virus according to that infection matrix, I get the most specialist and the most generalist, how different are the transcriptomic responses of the plant? Okay? Do they respond in similar manners across hosts in the case of the generalist, whereas the specialist does different things in different hosts, or what happened in there? Okay? So to answer the first question, basically we compared the transcriptomes of every transcriptome against the corresponding controls and make a cladogram, which is using as metric to make the cladogram is the similarity between two transcriptional profiles, the entire profile. And basically what you see here is that the profiles classify according to the host where they have been evolving. So two lineages evolving in Stockholm 0 are more similar on average than to any other of the lineages evolved in any other of the host. And that's true for everything. So the host genotype somehow clearly determines the magnitude and who is changing expression profiles. And the second question, how different are a generalist and a specialist in terms of the response of the plants? Here we took the most generalist virus, and what we compare here is the most generalist virus corrected by its own control versus that particular lineage on the local host. So this is the expression profile in the local host, and this is the expression profile for this line in all other hosts. When you do one of these Venn diagrams, and you see the host, the responses on the different hosts, basically they do not overlap. Or they do not overlap too much. I mean, this is a specific, I mean, this is the difference between these two things. So they are basically looking the same. So the generalist, whatever it does to the plant, it does more or less the same in all plants. Whereas the specialist is the same metrics. The specialist, the number of differences between profiles is quite large. So, for instance, this ST0 virus, when you look at the Lansbury, it does like 300 genes do different things. When you do against A2, like 700 genes do different things. Okay? So, the message is like, or the data like suggests, that a generalist virus is able of, I mean, I'm a virus-centric perspective, of course. The virus is able of doing the same across genotypes, whereas a specialist virus does something in its local host, but it does differently in the other host. It doesn't really understand the different host and is manipulating some other thing. So whatever is different among the host is determining this response. So I'm not going to read these things, and that's all. So yeah, I guess that's enough. Have any question or?
Yeah, I have another question. So you, for these single mutants in the first evolution experiment that you talked about, there was only one that had an effect.
By itself, yeah. On the phenotype.
Do you know whether that was the first one that evolved?
No, I don't know. That's the answer. You know, that's an easy to answer question. It's not the first time I get that question. And it's an obvious question to answer. We have the fossil record in the freezer. We have everything in the freezer. Why we don't do a Illumina sequencing now that is cheap of the entire lineages and track how the mutations fix, in which order they appear, in which order they fix. We have not done that. I know, but we haven't done that. It's, at some point we will do. But there's always so many things. Yeah, sorry. I know. No.
More things to be done. Is anybody doing GWAS? Because you have these 1,000, whatever, one exception species.
Yeah. GWAS is a word that biologists don't use.
But it's very interesting.
You mean in the...
I'm not talking on the host. Because you see the heterogeneous response, like you showed that the different accessions are responding differently. So this is a very easy project.
G-watch.
You have a motivated student doing infections, you have the sequence data, and you have your QTLs. So
that's a good one. Yeah. You know, it was a... When we were starting all this thing, it was a guy applying for a postdoc, a Marie Curie postdoc, and he actually wrote that thing. Well, it was related to that, plus doing real introgressions of the Lansbury in others, just to make a narrow interval. Yeah, he was more interested in the mapping, but he never got the Marie Curie. So, and because I'm not really...
I agree, it's easy,
not to me, I never done that, but yeah, it's an interesting project for sure. It will be relatively easy for someone like you that know how to do it, not me. Okay, guys.
Let's reconvene in 10 minutes.
Yeah.